Thunder Bay. At least 140 Thunder Bay area people donated to the GiveSendGo fundraising campaign in support of anti-mandate protesters who have descended on Ottawa and border crossings around the province. According to the data, allegedly hacked from the Christian-based crowdfunding site and shared with journalists and researchers, donations from P7 and P0 postal codes totaled $18,612, an average of $132.94 per donation. The largest donation was $1,500, with two others crossing the $1,000 mark. TB Newswatch has reached out to multiple people listed in the spreadsheet, including a pair of politicians who ran locally in the last federal election campaign. Neither was elected. TB Newswatch has not been able to independently confirm the data is from the GiveSendGo breach. However, multiple media outlets have had people named on the list confirm they did donate to the cause. Of the 140 donations, 41 came from the POT postal code, which extends as far as Marathon, with the remainder from P7 locations, which include Thunder Bay and surrounding communities. At least one medical doctor at Thunder Bay Regional Health Sciences Center is on the list, which was provided to journalists and researchers. Donors also came from throughout the region. There were 14 donations, totaling $2,010 in Fort Frances, 23 in Dryden totaling $2,031 and 15 from Kenora, adding up to $1,652. TB Newswatch is not publishing the full list, for privacy reasons. The province last week successfully sought a court injunction to freeze the GiveSendGo campaign funds and prevent them from being distributed to convoy leaders. A similar GoFundMe campaign was shut down by GoFundMe after it determined the convoy was an occupation and not a simple protest.